Welcome everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the Outreach Coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. Today, I'm here with Yibin Zhuang, who is a third-year PhD candidate in biochemical engineering at UCL, where he previously studied bioprocessing of new medicines as his undergrad degree. He also previously worked as a process development scientist at Wuxi Biologics in Shanghai. So a very warm welcome to you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start. Just can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to study bioprocessing of new medicines? And how did everything happen for you? Were you passionate about science from an early age, or how did that happen?
Yes, so I actually did my foundation at UCI as well, because I don't actually had A level, therefore I am required to complete it, so undergraduate preparatory course provided by UCL, and I studied math and biology as an alternative. There are sort of several limited degrees I can apply for. But I think among all, biochemical engineering is by far the most interesting one to me, because it involves less math and engineering. It's actually a sort of combination of both, of science discovery and engineering and problem solving. So, which is quite interesting as a degree itself.
Absolutely. And so you were the bioprocessing of new medicines itself. What is the study about? Are you looking into, I guess, how to produce new biopharmaceuticals? What was the focus of the degree?
I think the new medicine part refers to those sort of macromolecular drugs. So the drugs of a bigger size of the conventional drugs, chemical drugs, for example, they are manufactured by growing cells or culturing cells, or it's called fermentation in the field of science. And then basically what we're doing is harvesting the whole cells and then forcing them to produce the drug substance that we require. And then we separate them from all the impurities that are harmful to the human body. Eventually, we have the pure product that we can inject or have a person intake it somehow orally or in other methods. It's a new field of science, I think, came into being in the past few decades. It's very different from the conventional sort of chemical synthesis way, pathways.
It's a very growing space, I'd say.
It's a growing space with a huge potential, and obviously with a lot of different sort of ways of application as well, in the different field of pathologies such as oncology or even self-immune disorders.
Right. So how you're currently doing your PhD, would you be happy to share a little bit more about maybe your project and how did you end up working on vaccines? Was that just by chance, or were you actually looking for a project on vaccines?
Absolutely. So I studied biological and biochemical engineering as my master's degrees in Sheffield. For my research project, I was working on this glycoconjugate product, which is a molecule that has both the sugar and the protein together that creates much better immune response if you inject that as a vaccine product into the human body.
So this is the glycoconjugate?
It's a glycoconjugate, yes. Okay. My project was on separating or differentiating those glycoconjugate products from just the carrier proteins using a HPLC, which is the high performance liquid chromatography method. And then because I was also applying for my PhD after that as well, And then I took a gap year in Shanghai working actually on the downstream process development. So the purification process of monoclonal antibody product, basically. And then I reached out to Frank because I want to return to UCL for my PhD study because I know there's a good department of biochemical engineering here at UCL. Frank does actually have a project for me, which is actually quite coincidental. The project was in the downstream processing, again, the recovery of a pneumococcal vaccine product. It's a novel pneumococcal vaccine. It's a biosynthesized vaccine that we produce using E. coli cells. The project is to disrupt or break those cells down and then extract as much as possible the drug product from the E. coli cells and then getting rid of most of the impurities in the due process if possible.
Right. So this is a new method for producing glycoconjugates. It's by using, from my understanding, these E. coli cells to kind of produce the glycoconjugate itself. And then you need to make sure that you get rid of all the impurities and just have your final glycoconjugate as a product, your vaccine, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, to me, it's more like a problem-solving process. Mm-hmm. So we do have this ongoing of development of the PGCT, which is the protein glycan coupling technology that enables E. coli to produce this vaccine product rather than being chemically synthesized, chemically conjugated. So for me, it's really the question about can we extract these products basically from the E. coli cells, because the E. coli cells does not secrete these products themselves. Therefore, there's a need to actually break the cells down while introducing all these impurities from the cells. I'm wondering, or what I'm researching or investigating is if it's possible to reduce these impurities while maximize the product or product extraction from the E. coli cells.
Right, so it's very much of an engineering kind of focused perspective, right?
Yeah.
On the downstream processing.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Maybe it would be nice to hear a little bit about where do you see yourself going after your PhD? Are you thinking of potentially staying in the vaccine research space, staying in academia versus industry? Actually, because you have some industry experience as well, would you be happy to share about that and what you've been working on back in Shanghai?
Of course. So I previously worked in WuXi Biologics in Shanghai. I was involved in a project that develops or a process for recovering a anti-COVID monoclonal antibody. It was during the COVID period. The project was accelerated. Therefore, we were actually quite busy during our project. It was quite a learning experience in the industry, although for just 1 year. I would consider it a very, very solid option of going back to industry, but I might take a different perspective. So I might not work as a process development scientist. I also want to be, incorporated in a bigger picture as well. So I'm considering, for example, a project manager overall, or more in sort of central monitoring team for the whole drug application process and manufacturing, of course. Alternatively, obviously, if there's a good opportunity, I will very much do a postdoctoral project after this, if possible, or preferably in UCL if there's any opportunity at all. But otherwise, I'm also probably will be looking for job opportunities across the globe in different countries other than the UK as well. So not sure now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think what's great about this field is that, as you were saying before as well, the many opportunities in different spaces as well. So it's not just biopharma, but also the food industry, for example, or cosmetic industry, energy. There is a lot about bioprocessing in all these fields. So it's kind of nice to have the opportunity to go around and I guess get experience in different fields as well. So maybe I'd like to ask you, what do you enjoy most about research? Why would you, well, if you would recommend to do a PhD, and yes, what do you like about it?
Yeah, I do enjoy researching here at UCL quite a lot because we have a very, I think this is not common in the academia world actually. It's that we have a very sort of cooperative team here in the department. It's all, I mean, biochemical engineering itself is an interdisciplinary field of science. So that does require quite a lot of cooperation from other fields as well, for example, chemical engineering or physics or electronical engineering, etc. Therefore, we have all the resources here available to the PhD candidates and or even those are master and undergrad student undertaking their research projects as well. Yeah, so you well, as a PhD candidate here, I'm actually I'm quite, let's say, to a certain degree of free to explore my sort of interest in my study. Also, you're assisted by your supervisors, your primary supervisor and secondaries. Therefore, if
you're... Which is Frank, you were mentioning him before, right?
Yes, it's Dr. Frank Bogan. So who's my primary supervisor, and then Martina as my secondary. So yeah, I've been... he's been more than helpful to me throughout my so far 3 years of study here at UCL. So whenever I'm lost or not lost my confidence in the field of study or my own investigations, and it's always good to go to him for advices. Otherwise, he will point to the person who can help me instead.
Wonderful. Last question: do you have any advice or recommendations for people, prospective students that would be interested in pursuing a career in this space? Do you have any?
For research purposes and I guess science investigations in general is just, I guess, be patient. For example, if you're doing a chemical synthesis, you might take a day or two, but in field of bioprocess, if you're doing a cell culture, you're easily looking at a weeks of time. For example, if you're dealing with mammalian cells, so that will be in a scale of weeks.
Yes.
But if you're doing stem cells, then it's even longer. And then there is also a purification and analysis process you need to go through, which also takes time. So you might be looking at one experiment that takes up a month's time, and then that can fail quite easily because of various factors, contamination, etc. So yeah, I guess be patient
and accept failure, I guess, and start again.
Learn from your failures, know exactly why you fail, and therefore you can prevent it the next time when you do it. So yeah,
great, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing about your studies and what you're doing. It has been great to hear about it. And yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the outreach coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. To delve deeper into the world of vaccine development and production through fascinating stories from researchers, academics, entrepreneurs, and policymakers, among others, be sure to also explore our other podcast episodes, as well as our summary video series on the same topic.